CD 1. Miss Mina and the Groom by Wilkie Collins. I hear that the shocking story of my conduct was widely circulated at the ball, and that public opinion among the ladies in every part of the room declared I had disgraced myself. But there was one dissentient voice in this chorus of general condemnation. You spoke, madam, with all the authority of your wide celebrity and your high rank. You said, I am personally a stranger to the young lady who is the subject of remark. If I venture to interfere, it is only to remind you that there are two sides to every question. May I ask if you have waited to pass sentence until you have heard what the person accused has to say in her own defence? These just and generous words produced, if I am correctly informed, a dead silence. Not one of the women who had condemned me had heard me in my own defence. Not one of them ventured to answer you. How I may stand in the opinions of such persons as these is a matter of perfect indifference to me. My one anxiety is to show that I am not quite unworthy of your considerate interference in my favour. Will you honour me by reading what I have to say for myself in these pages? I will pass as rapidly as I can over the subject of my family, and I will abstain, in deference to motives of gratitude and honour, from mentioning surnames in my narrative. My father was the second son of an English nobleman. A German lady was his first wife, and my mother. Left a widower, he married for the second time, the new wife being of American birth. She took a stepmother's dislike to me, which in some degree at least I must own that I deserved.